This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will.
And trying to make sense of it all.
2 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr.
Hey. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And per as usual, people, I sat in this chair 17 seconds ago. Just got off a plane from Texas. Almost didn't make it here. So, hey, Kevin McCullough, I hope you're listening. I'm pulling in the driveway just now, and I call Ivan on my cell phone. I said, how long before we're on the air? He goes, 30 seconds. I said, I'll be there in 20. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor. Kevin McCullough, the legitimate, intelligent, political pundit, great man of God, sometimes a little bit of a dum-dum, but not as much as me. This program is Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And what's the guy's name, the Italian guy that always calls?
Gino.
Of course, Gino has that number tattooed, probably on his forearm. You know what I'm saying, Gino? This is called the Hostile Takeover. This is when Stevie B does the program without, it's still with some kind of sensibility and moral ethic code. Just different. It's just different. I did a movie called The Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas. I played Barney Rubble. And Alan Cummings played this little computer-generated character, which was the little Martian on what was the little green guy's name?
Martin the Martian?
No, the green... On The Flintstones. Jackie, you looked that up right away. So anyway, the little green Martian guy on my movie Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas, he was so cool because, like, when we didn't get it, he looked at us like, ooh, it really doesn't matter. You know, it just, who cares? It's all creepy and different and weird and strange. Which, actually, I'm glad I'm setting this up like this, Ivan, because it goes right into the topic, doesn't it? What's his name? The Great Gazoo was the character, Alan Cummings. Do you believe Alan Cummings, serious thespian, played Gazoo in the Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas? They must have paid him a lot. Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, number 888-340-3373. So here's what's going on. And like, seriously, you have no idea. Jackie, you have to find my makeup so in the break I can put a little powder on. I'm just kidding. Kevin has it all right back here. Kevin keeps it really close by. Just kidding. So here's what's going on. We do this program every Saturday night. It's supposed to be fun, but sometimes it gets gnarly, serious, heavy, whatever. 888-340-3373 if you want to say hi. So this movie star, because like when I go to some places in America, people are like, you know, it's kind of like the banjo players in Deliverance are like, dang, you're Steve Baldwin, you're a movie star. I'm like, well, I'm a little out of the business. I'm in the business, but I'm out of the business, but I'm in the business. I'm kind of like the great Gazoo of Hollywood, so to speak. And this big movie star, Renee, and you'll have to help me with this one too, Jackie. I think it's Zellweger. Zellweger. She did the big movie with Tom Cruise. Help Me Help You. What was that?
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. This girl was launched into A-list Hollywood stardom after starring opposite Tom Cruise in Jerry Maguire. And she's very funny, very talented. And then she did some other thing where she played the British chick, and that got her more critical acclaim. Renee Zellweger. I've met her. I've chatted with her. I had a conversation with Renee Zellweger at the Whole Foods on 14th Street one afternoon where we kind of did that, like, you know, we were both reaching for the same, you know, what's that green grass you drink?
Wheatgrass?
Yeah. We were like both reaching for the same bundle of wheatgrass. And I went, don't I know you? She went, oh, hi, David. And I chatted her up. Nice, great gal. Funny, talented, blah, blah, blah. She's kind of in the last whatever number of years kind of not been doing the full-blown Hollywood thing, which is cool. I totally relate to that. So apparently, it's all over the place right now. Internet news, this, that. She had some plastic surgery, which within the realm of that industry, she had this upper eyelid lift. That's all. Common practice in the industry of cosmetic surgery. But if you know Renee Zellweger, she has these kind of, like me, she has these like kind of Asian almond kind of shaped eyes. What do you, don't look at me like that, Jackie. Just because I like Chinese food and I have almondy Asian shaped eyes. So Renee Zellweger had a very distinct look. When she was in Jerry Maguire, she has this really, she's beautiful, gorgeous gal, cute, quirky, different. I love that. So for whatever reason, she gets this eye lift surgery. How much time we got?
We got
2 minutes. 2 minutes? Good. So she gets this surgery, but if you know Renee Zellweger, it like, I mean, guys, I'm telling you, if you can Google images right now, just Google, I don't know how you spell Zellweger, but try to find this on the internet and see the before and after photo. I think, here it is. So on your left is the Renee Zellweger I spoke to at Whole Foods on 14th Street. And on your right is a gal who last week came out on a red carpet for a big event for the first time. And all of Hollywood is like freaking out because it no longer really looks like the person on the left. Now, for my radio listeners, there's a distinct difference between how this gal looks before and after this surgery. So, here's what I want to know. Are we now at that place? I always pose this question. Kevin hates when I do it. I think it rings a bell in everybody's mind, no matter who you are, where you're from. Have we arrived at a place where you can just do what you want? See, I think that there's something going on with Renee Zellweger deep down psychologically and emotionally that needs to be looked at, and don't get the eye lift. But that's me. I'm a little unique. And I was talking to Ivan before the show. I said, Ivan, I've contemplated, I'm 48 years old, and I've thought human growth hormone, HGH for men, it's supposed to be very good. It helps slow down the aging process. It burns fat. It does this. And I'm sitting there going, I don't need that. I mean, I may choose to do some types of, you know, scientific, beneficial, healthy stuff for myself later. And I do now. I take great supplements and go to thislifenow.net, you know. By the way, that was a good plug for thislifenow.net, right? My supplement company that I'm doing with the great Frank Davis. But we're coming back right after this message. 888-340-3373. Here's the topic. Whose wisdom is better, Shakespeare or Jesus? Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. And Jesus said, in the end times, we will be lovers of ourselves. Is it better to just do what you want for yourself or not? Be right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I'm one half of this brilliant program. It's the best 2 hours of radio in all, in any sphere of any reality of any kind whatsoever, ad infinitum. What does that even mean? Something? My dad used to say that. He'd be like, "I'm gonna whoop you ad infinitum," which kind of made it sound like forever and ever. But whose wisdom is better, people of Gotham? Biz TV folks all over the country, the world, everybody on the internet, listening on the radio, whoever our big radio person is here. Who's our guys here in New York?
AM 970, The Answer.
Yeah, AM 970, The Answer. I love you guys. No, really, I do. I'm following your careers with interest. So whose wisdom is better, I want to know. We already got some, I think we got some callers. We'll get to them in a second. Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." Jesus Christ, the living Savior of you. All right, calm down, Stephen. Jesus said in his word, in his gospel, that in the end times before he returns, people will be lovers of themselves, meaning they will be more about their own interests that serve them more than anything else. Now, hold on. Wait a second. I don't want to get in trouble here. Am I saying Renee Zellweger is simply just doing this cosmetic surgery just because she wants to and she has that right and it makes her feel better? That's exactly what I'm saying. Let's go to the clip right now. We got it ready? Nick Jr., let it roll.
Like 30 years down the road, are you going to be worried about doing, you know, getting an eye lift and you know, getting a, just kind of tweaking here and there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have a philosophy about that. I think it's whatever makes you happy.
That's Renee Zellweger in 2002 telling E.T. her thoughts on plastic surgery. The 45-year-old actress made the world let out a collective, "Who is that?" when she walked the red carpet at Monday's Elle Women in Hollywood Awards. The then and now photos are dramatic. But back in 2002, the then 33-year-old actress had no interest in changing her appearance.
I think it's whatever makes you happy.
Right.
You for you, not for somebody else or what somebody else needs from you, what they expect from you.
Yeah.
I think it also has to do with the journey that you're choosing. What do you want out of life? You know? What motivates you?
She was more interested in her performance than how she looked during a scene.
It doesn't interest me. I'm not interested in what that brings in terms of creative opportunity. Creatively, I don't want to worry about if my nose is running or if it's red or if it's shiny. If I'm in a crying, like if there's a moment where we're expressing something that is really emotional and I'm crying, I don't care. Because you know what happens when people cry? Their noses get red and shiny and they run. And that's beautiful.
Right.
Don't change it. Don't get rid of that because that's not pretty. Yeah, it is. It's pretty in here.
Renee hasn't said if her new look is the result of plastic surgery, but she did tell People.com Tuesday, quote, "I'm glad folks think I look different. I'm living a different, happy, more fulfilling life, and I'm thrilled that perhaps it shows."
Wow. Wow. 888-340-3373. You know, she said something very subtle during those comments. You know, it doesn't matter what other people think, what they think of you, or what their expectation is of you. And as long as you're happy, as long as you can have the right and the freedom to do what you want for you, for your own self-journey. Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." Jesus said that in the end times of this world, people will be lovers of themselves. Meaning, I don't love myself. No. Well, kind of. But lovers of themselves, meaning they will just do what feels right, feels good. We've talked about this on Baldwin McCullough Live. Young people across America are in elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, and they're waking up some mornings and they're going, "Hey, my name's Jim. I'm 5'6". I'm in the ninth grade. I'm 145 pounds. And wouldn't you know it, this morning, I feel like Barbara. I think I'd feel better if I wasn't Jim anymore and I was Barbara." And then they passed a law in California that lets Jim go in the girls' locker room if they convince the school enough that he's really Barbara. And Renee Zellweger just basically said, and listen, I'll tell you later what I really think, because she has every right and every freedom to do what she's done, and she looks great. But I was kind of raised in, it was kind of like an Archie Bunker, All in the Family kind of thing. And I'm thinking, really? Is that what we do now? Do you just go and change the outside so much, thus not feeling that it matters or it's necessary to look at the inside? I'm wondering about Renee Zellweger. I mean, if it were right and not judgmental, I'd love to say to her, like, okay, so this is the new you, and you have a new life, and you're newly happy, and I wonder if Xanax is involved in that at all. But now you've changed your look. And doesn't she realize that, like, forever now, she's not the new Renee Zellweger? She's the old Renee Zellweger who went and did this, and that's all everybody's going to talk about now for the rest of her life. She's the first A-list Hollywood female movie star to completely, radically alter the way she looks because it makes her happy. 888-340-3373. Would you do that? Should you be true to your own thine self? Or should you examine your insides and correct that? Be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26 serving, 3 square meals units. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. My partner in kookiness here on this program, Kevin McCullough. He's, where is he? Oh, he's in Israel. Oh, just that.
He's in the Holy Land.
Well, God bless him. Safe travels. We'll see him when he gets back. Until then, it's the hostile takeover. This is when the youngest Baldwin person takes over the airwaves of Baldwin McCullough Live and all things extreme media. Isn't that cool? I wish the camera could tilt over here, like, and I have these buttons that I'm pushing like I'm some mad scientist taking over. Because that's what I've convinced my... Are you listening, Jackie? I need to feel like you're listening. Our number is 888-340-3373. So this movie star, Renee Zellweger, has an unbelievably transformative cosmetic surgery, doesn't even look like herself anymore, did it because she's in a new place of happiness, and she wanted to do this because it made her feel better about herself and happier. And I told Ivan, like, you know, I've had many people in sports medicine and nutraceutical stuff and vitamins. They said, hey, buddy, you need to do this and that, and you'll look like you're 35 even though you're 48, and chicks will dig it. And yeah, why don't you do that, Stevie B? And I'm like, well, because I'm married and I'm cool and I'm good. And maybe I'll do that down the road. I don't know if it makes sense. See, I'm a Christian, and the Bible says, like, chill, man. Get old, because you're going to die at some point. So just age with grace and accept it and slow down and spend your older, quieter years in tune with the Lord. Oh, doesn't that sound nice? But my wife says to me every day, like, when are you going to calm down? I'm like, honey, it's 28 years later. I'm still kooky. So my question is this life now and where we're at as a culture and society, is it really all about now just to thine own self be true, like Shakespeare said? Or is it more what God says, which is, no, don't be true to yourself. Do the right thing according to my plan for you, which means you don't have to get all that cosmetic surgery to be happy. Just accept life on life's terms, man. Just relax. So whose wisdom is better, Shakespeare or Jesus? To thine own self be true, or be a lover of yourself, like I just described, or don't be a lover of yourself. And I know I'm sounding like just a madman right now, but this is really, I saw this thing with Renee Zellweger, and it made me go, wow, that's like, whoa. She doesn't look like herself anymore. She's going to walk around now and, like, have to see people and go, Renee, it's Renee Zellweger. Oh, my gosh, like, did you lose weight? No. I had reconstructive surgery on my face, so I no longer look like myself. Because that made me feel happier. I'm starting over. I'm starting new. And I said to Ivan, racing over here from the airport, I said, so, like, I'm married 24 years. My wife's she's so hot, it's like sick. Sorry. I'm not supposed to say. She's like an uber conservative Christian. She doesn't like when I do that. But I don't care if she likes it or not, because I'm into it. So I said to Ivan on my way over here, I'm like, so I wake up tomorrow and I'd feel better if I had a 21-year-old wife. So just go do it, right? That's what Renee did. She altered her face to the point of not recognizing who she is anymore, because that just felt like the right thing to do. Wow, that's heavy to me, man. That's heavy. She didn't choose to maybe go inside herself, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and then find whatever journey within that exploration that made her accept who she is no matter what she looks like. Fascinating. We'll be right back after this on Bald McCullough Live.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
I don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor. My partner here on the program, Kevin McCullough, is in the Holy Land, Israel. You guys, like, could you imagine Kevin, like, bobbing his head at the Wailing Wall? How cool would that be? Don't laugh, Ivan. Yeah. Our number is 888-340-3373. Can I see the screen or no? Can I see who the callers are? Get ready, Jackie. We're going to go to a call or two here in a second. And Jackie and I were just talking during the break, and she said, so, what are you asking? And what I'm asking is this. In the pursuit of self and the journey of this life, is it better to just do the things you need to do to make you feel happy on the outside? In other words, should you have a Mercedes and get a facelift because that external thing makes you feel good on the inside? Is that what it's all about? Or is it about kind of that older school traditional thing, which is keep it real? If something's not right, then take a look at yourself, and by whatever means in that self-examination, pursue the journey of finding out what it is about me or you that doesn't sit right, or there's still a question, and try to connect to that thing, because I believe that, like, when you're right on the inside, then you're right on the outside. It shouldn't be in the reverse order. This is just my opinion. I don't believe this life is about happiness that comes from the external part of the experience, the materialistic part of the experience. You want to hug a tree, dude? Go for it. I know lots of tree huggers, personally. But I'm 48, married 24 years. I got two great girls, my daughters. They're doing great for themselves, yada, yada, yada. And my journey has been unbelievably a exploration of self. I mean, one of the greatest parts of my marriage is my wife and I going back and forth saying, like, hey, man, this is about, like, we got to figure this out. We can't just think, let's talk. What's your problem? What's bothering you? So this movie star, Renee Zellweger, has this transformational cosmetic surgery because she just did it because it's the new her. It made her feel good, made her feel happy. What she's demonstrating is, to thine own self be true, William Shakespeare. What I'm asking is, the Bible says, don't be a lover of yourself. Don't just choose to do whatever you want to do that makes you feel good and happy on the outside, thus also on the inside, because that's all that matters. I mean, have we just forgotten that when you're born into this world, guess what? Sometimes it's going to suck a little. Good days, bad days. My first agent, Michael Kingman, never forget it. I'd say, you know, man, I'm having a bad day. And he'd say, Stevie B, you know, if we didn't have bad days, we wouldn't appreciate the good ones. Wow. All right. We're going to line one, Rick, Tampa, Florida, AM 910. Rick, what do you think, man? Whose wisdom's better, Rick? Shakespeare or Jesus?
I see where you're going with the questions, of course, and obviously Jesus. And I told her that Jesus is right because he created Shakespeare. So Jesus always has to be right. But I'm in Tampa, and believe me, it's not the second or one of the capitals of getting face, body parts, everything
right
around here changed.
Sure.
And you just go to every corner of my neighborhood. There's a fitness this, there's an LA fitness that, there's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, Renee Zellweger, I just saw her on Cold Mountain for the first time in movies once, 2003. I never saw the movie. She was great in it. Now, she doesn't look like that anymore, I guess, huh?
Oh no, brother. Oh, no.
I'm afraid to look. Is she totally different?
Oh, my. When you get home, Google it. We got it on the screen here. We got it on the screen here for Biz TV. Now, don't get me wrong. What they've done to her, some might say, have made her more attractive.
Okay. She always had that lisp on her lip. Now, I haven't seen, or not, whatever that was. You know what I mean? She always had that little whatever that was. So, is that still there?
No, I don't think so. Hey, when you see what they've done to her, I mean, who is, you know what's freaky is, if you see the before and after, she looks like Robin Wright now. She looks like Sean Penn.
Yes.
If she walked by me at a supermarket, I would think it was Robin Wright.
Huh. God. Hey, Steve, I got a question for you because, you know, being your entertainment world, you've been in, you know, with your family and stuff. Now, it's got to come to you in a sense that, you know, we're the same age, same bat marriage, the same length and everything. You have meet people who you did movies with 10, 15 years ago. Is it weird to see that they look younger nowadays? Like, oh, didn't I just work with you 10 years
you know,
ago, man?
You know what the problem is, Rick? Relevant to your question is, it's not good to see myself every morning in the mirror and recognize that I'm not looking any younger. But that's just me.
Right.
Maybe I ought to just do a Renee Zellweger, bro. Maybe I ought to just go away for like 6 months and come back, and I look like,
come back like that.
Excuse me. Who's the Spanish kid that's the sexy singer and then he came out of the closet?
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin!
Yeah.
I tell you, if I was to do a Renee Zellweger, I'd go away for 6 months, I'd come back, I'd want to look just like Ricky Martin. I wouldn't want to be like Ricky Martin. Let's clarify.
No, the world's gone down that way. We know that. The Word of God tells us that the times that are changing now, whether he was talking about immediately 70 AD or now where we are.
Rick, hang on. We'll be right back.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, one half of the greatest 2 hours in all of media. I really believe that. And in that, I'm doing that to thine own self feature. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And you moved everything around, so how many calls we got? Two, I got them. All right. Gino, I'll be right with you, young man. I'm not going to say this. Line three, how do you say the name? Fabi. All right, we got Fabi here in New York, I guess watching us on Biz TV. Hey, Fabi, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, Baldwin, I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
You know what? Sorry for my French accent. I just want to say, you remember last week that was teasing everyone say he looks like a transgender. Now this is Renée Zellweger that I love. She looks like a je ne sais quoi. That's the way we say that in French. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Je ne sais. So now Renée Zellweger is looking like a certain je ne sais quoi.
That's the way, because I don't know what she looks like. And she's a beautiful woman, you know. I don't know if that's going to backfire on her, but I still love her anyway.
Oh, I think she's fantastic. Great talent. But do you think, am I saying it right, is it Fabi?
Yes. I don't want to keep you too long. A lot of people are going to call.
Oh, you're very sweet. Well, thanks for the call, Fabi. I appreciate it. And I guess Fabi's saying that, like, there's still, like, a question mark about this. And that's the question I'm posing. A-list Hollywood movie star Renée Zellweger had transformational cosmetic surgery because she's in a different place in her life now. This is, you know, she's a happier person and wanted to make these changes to her face as part of that new happy life. And that she just felt like that's what she needed to do, so she did it. And is that correct? Is that where we're at now in our life and culture? Let's go to line two. Gino from the Bronx, listening on New York AM 970 The Apple. Gino, what say you?
You keep disappointing me, Stevie B. You have my number. You could have had me co-hosting with you tonight. Instead, you're doing the show solo like your brother Alec, and of course, you can end up the way Alec did on the radio. You got to have me with you, Mo. I'm the guy that you can trust. You can go to me all the time.
You got 20 anyway, seconds till the break. What do you think?
All right, here's the deal. You got to be happy with yourself. You got to really want to do something for the good, for your family, for life, for your community, and even for your country. That's what is always
most. Don't hang up. Don't stay. I'm coming back to you after the break, Gino. Baldwin McCullough Live. Be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-80.
Pornographic.